Hi there, it's Aubrey from Be the Evidence podcast. Susan, Grace, and I are so grateful that you are here, that you're tuning in, that you're showing up, that you're listening, that maybe this podcast is spurring conversation and contemplation in your worlds. That is a tremendous honor for us to be a part of. Thank you, sincerely. Before we get into the podcast, just wanted to let you know a couple of things. Susan and I run a community platform at www.betheevidence.live. It is a membership site where individuals and members get access to a lot more goodies than are just offered on our podcast. So after every podcast, Susan and I record a 12 sun sign astrology forecast with tarot cards for everybody based upon the themes that come up in our podcast. That's only accessible if you're a member. On top of that, what you find in the membership site is presence practices that are pertinent to the shifting energies. There are weekly live calls. There are pop-up calls that can be in the spur of moment of, hey, this is shifting. Let's dissect a conversation around it. Or there are tarot cards where everybody can pop up and get a tarot card pulled for them. There's a lot going on in BeTheEvidence.live, and it's truly a platform to help uplift, motivate, and center and ground all of us as we move through these shifting energies throughout 2019 and into 2020, because the reality is we all need a little bit of help. And so if that's something that speaks to you, know that we are here and we would love to see you at our next live call, which happens weekly. If that is of interest, please go and check out www.betheevidence.live. And now here's the podcast. Alrighty.
Oh, God. I mean, this guy, we're recording on the 13th
right.
of February on Wednesday. This guy is super jacked up. I mean, like, if you've got anxiety, yep, it's okay. If you feel super wound up, like you could pop at any second, yep, you're on the right track.
Yep.
If you feel very confused because your head is all over the place, yep, correct. You get an A.
The quiz of the current astrology is...
The crazier you feel, the more thorough you're in it.
That's right.
God.
Like that last night I woke up at like... The last two nights I've woken up at like 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning and just like wide-eyed. I'm being like, all right, I guess I'm just stretching. That's what I'm supposed to do right now because I don't know what the hell else to do.
I haven't been sleeping well either, but whenever I do, like for an hour at a time, my dreams are super intense.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Moving, like massive karmic kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mine too.
In weird ways. Weird ways.
Yeah. I agree. It's been very interesting with the sleeping situation. And then also, I think it's like what we were talking about before we got on. It feels very much like the energies are dictating being in your mind, very mental. But then I also feel like I've just like been crying. Like my heart just feels blown open lately. And like the emotion feels extremely high and extremely palatable. And you know, like my Capricorn moon, I keep that stuff pretty on lockdown. So for to be leaning into it and be like, oh, I feel really emotional. Like that's a pretty big thing for me to state for myself.
Yeah, I've noticed that I have very high emotions at the moment, and they're like really like seriously heartfelt, sentimental, raw love kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean it's just open and exposed like pulp, you know. Completely. But my head is going, hey, dial it down. Come on. My head is going, somebody needs to be in charge here. I think it's going to be me.
Great. It's not that mess of emotions coming out of your heart. Like, oh, I love everyone. I just want to like cuddle you all. Like,
right.
No, I'm here. Yep. I'm hearing the same thing. get it together. I think that's why I'm waking up in the middle of the night, because like I'm going to sleep like cuddling my son and being like, oh, the amount of love I have, I could just die. And then waking up in the middle of the night being like, and now we're gonna rein it in. Like
yeah. Yeah. Dial it down. Wow. My son even, he's 11. My son even is just walking around just like with a real like sigh in his voice going, I love you so much. I'm like, I know, it's okay. It's all right.
And we just eat it up as moms. We're like, yes, honey, you do.
Yeah. So I wonder, so there's gotta be a reason for that, right? Yeah. There's gotta be a reason why the mind is trying to put guardrails on how we feel. First of all, that Chiron is still sitting at 29 degrees. We've got 6 more days as of today. When this goes up tomorrow, we'll have 5 more days. Whenever an aspect, an energy is leaving a sign, especially one that's been there for a long time, Chiron's been in Pisces for 8 years. When it's leaving a sign, it doesn't take a knee. No. It doesn't just go, nice seeing you guys, have fun.
Right.
It says, everyone sit down. I'm not going to be back here for a long time, 50 years. And I'm going to make damn sure I did my job. Mm-hmm. And so it's a whole lot of ache. The 29th degree in Pisces is the last degree of the entire zodiac. Mm-hmm. It has every energy in it. And so all the ways that we hurt or we ache or we long or we want or we're asking for mercy or relief or forgiveness, it's just like, oh my God, it's just so high. I mean, a lot of my clients have Chiron and Pisces, and they're aching really intensely so. I mean, these are people who are usually way on top of their shit going, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, it's 6 more days. And they're like, fuck man, 6 days is going to be a long time.
Right.
It's really heavy. And so I think that Mercury coming into Pisces when Chiron is finishing up at the end of Pisces is trying to inject some intellect in here and be like, just don't dive completely headfirst into the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and feel everything that's coming up, but let's evaluate. What is this?
Right.
What is this? Why are you hurting? Why are you longing? Why do you feel like, you know, nobody loves me, everybody hates me, all that kind of shit. Why is that in there? And a lot of it is stuff that you need to let go. Mm-hmm. It's things that happened a long time ago that are not happening in current time at all. In fact, a whole lot of new is trying to come in, and you hanging on to those old hurts is getting in the way of possibility and innovation and new things trying to arrive. When your heart is shutting down because you're like, nope, this is not safe because it's going to happen again, you're in territory that you need to evaluate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like that's part of the reason why we're giving, being given so much emotional territory to lean into too. Because like a lot of the evaluation, at least for me, like I'm personal insecurities, right? That's all happening mentally. And then it's like to be able to, that juxtaposition of leaning into like that heart exposure of, oh, but I really deeply love myself in a way I did not love myself then, right? Like these old storylines and leaning into like, it's a vice versa on either hand of like being so emotional that we're leaning into the mental aspect to clean up those old hurts, but then also being so in the mental aspect that we're evaluating our patterns that we need to lean into that emotional openness and vulnerability to deepen our self-care again, like to deepen our self-love. It's real interesting territory because I feel like it feels a lot like oil and vinegar to me. Like we talked about this before we got on of like, they don't really want to interact with one another and they immediately want to pull apart. But yet there's like this emulsion that is needed between them in order to make whatever you're making, right?
Right. So moon's in Gemini right now. And moon in Gemini is, I think the way that we direct the mental task that's at hand right now is to have the mind be curious and kind.
Right.
So not critical is what I mean. Not being like, why are you still feeling that shit? Not like that. But your mind's going, that's interesting. It's interesting that you feel raw right now. Wonder why that is. Mm-hmm. and evaluating it in a curious and kind kind of way, and then your vulnerability remaining open so that you can shift the water into a new direction.
Right.
You can still feel raw, but feel raw in current time.
Right.
Don't feel raw. Well, not don't feel raw, but evaluate why you would feel raw because you think history is going to repeat itself. Or evaluate why you feel raw because you think you're not good enough. And shift it into a new direction of, I'm going to be raw and open to the new because I've got my own back and I take care of myself so well that I am actually curious to see what's going to happen in this new territory and I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, I was posting for all of our BeTheEvidence.live members this morning in our private group. And it's about this energy entirely of like, using that space of curiosity as if we were beginning a new voyage, right? And all of the excitement that can elicit, all of the fear that can elicit, all of the nervousness, all of the mental stimulation of, well, what's going to happen? Where am I going to go? What am I going to see? Who is going to be impacted by these choices? And like using that as a platform to helping us walk forward no matter what occurs. No matter if the situation looks like a trigger from our past, we can still develop a curiosity for it, which has excitement, which does not discount the nervousness that arises, but from a place of choosing differently than we've ever chosen before.
Yeah, see, I think that's where the vulnerable feelings help to counter out the mental too. Because the mental can start going into, well, I'm going to figure out exactly how this thing is going to go down, and then I'll walk down that map.
Right.
You don't have any fucking idea how this thing is going to go down. You just don't. We don't have to, but the invitation is to walk forward in feeling vulnerability and letting life grow, unfold, transform, mutate, go in a new direction, and be like, I have no idea where this thing is going to end up. Wow. And be okay with that.
What a gut check, though. I mean, that's like straight to the ego of being like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. I'm going to relinquish my expectations and my conclusions of what this possibility could deliver in my life. I'm going to let go of all of the story writing, all of the imagery, all of the storytelling that I go into that is trying to project a scenario of safety, and I am going to say, I don't know what's going to unfold here, and I want to show up and meet it, whatever it unfolds into, even if it's dark, like even if it's shadow, even if it's our suffering and hurt and things that are hanging on the ethers that we haven't attended to, or even if it's joy and abundance and lightheartedness and love and possibility that we could never have experienced. I mean, that's a true ego check to be like, all right, I'm willing to get out of my own way here.
Right. So why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because you already know the story in your head.
Right.
That's the safe zone. I know exactly what's going to happen here because this is the same story.
Right.
But it's not. Life is not a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. And so when you repeat that same story over and over and over again, all you're doing is driving yourself insane. Literally, it's repeating the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result is insanity.
Albert Einstein's definition just captured. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you stop yourself and go, and if you, I mean, you and I talk about this whenever we get into mental loops or emotional loops, we have to pull back on that thing like a leash, go, no, heal, right? And stop yourself in current time and go, I'm doing it again.
Yep.
Stop it. Let life unfold. Be alive.
Right.
But that I think it's because we're in the upper degrees of the sun in Aquarius. Mm-hmm. My head is just like, it's getting wild up there. I mean, like really thinking about the concept of, did you hear what you just said?
Right.
Be alive. What the fuck does that mean?
Right.
Being alive means constant change, never knowing what's going to happen. Being alive is being in complete surrender to the unfolding unknown.
Absolutely.
Complete surrender.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen in 30 seconds. So a missile could hit this building in 30 seconds.
Yep.
I hope not, because we need to get this recording out tomorrow.
I think that require. I mean, I'm. Just, I'll just be. Here's a public service announcement from my perspective. What we're talking about, not easy. It's just not easy. Like being in that state where you are in complete willingness to change, to evolve, to unfold, to uncurl, to stand back out of the way of these repeating stories that we've all done a thousand, a million, a trillion times is not easy, because what we're really speaking about is being relentless, like not allowing yourself to go into those unconscious loops, to pull that trigger back and say, no, not today. And I mean it. We're stopping this now. That requires a lot of self-presence, and it can be tiring, and it can be lonesome, and it can be really vulnerably raw and exposed in a degree that you just did not envision. And you can feel very isolated and detached because of it.
So Venus and Saturn, Venus is on approach to crossing Saturn, and that's sextiling into Neptune and Pisces. It's especially in how we receive and how we love, rewriting the rules and having that be fueled by faith. And what I mean by faith is surrender to something bigger than you. Mm-hmm. That, oh God. I'm very uncomfortable in this territory. Very uncomfortable. Because it's exposing. Mm-hmm. Because it's exposing. And to relentlessly say, nope, I'm going to be open again and pull it in. And again, pull it in. It is an active, relentless pursuit of liberation.
Yes.
Nobody's coming to liberate us. Mm-mm. Okay. We liberate ourselves.
Right.
And it starts internally of going, I am going to sever every attachment I have to expectation. Every single one. You still have to live your life. Okay. The rent's still due.
Right.
I mean, like you still go get your blood work done annually, you know, whatever it is that it seems like routine in your life, do it as an act of choice.
Right.
Do it as an act of choice. And keeping your life stabilized. But as far as approaching the unfolding of the unknown, you don't know what's going to happen. You just don't. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to. Mm-hmm. You don't want to know. When you get into, not you, I'll speak for myself. When I get into patterns of, I know exactly what's going to happen with this. Yep. I have locked myself down into a cage.
Oh, yeah. You've thrown walls up all around you and said, you know what, spirit, actually, universe, I've got a higher knowing than you do, so you don't need to even tamper in this situation anymore. I've got it figured out.
Oh my God.
I've got it handled. Don't you even worry yourself. I've got it handled. Like how, like the all-knowingness that we go into, like that egoic, and then it shuts down, of course, then it shuts down all possibility. Like, of course it does.
Right. I see often like something bigger than us, right, constantly orchestrating the hologram of our life to be in our favor.
Right.
Setting up things that we need, that we want, that's meant for us, constantly working on it. Mm-hmm. And then we have free will. We take action and then it has to adjust to those right. actions. Like, oh, she took a left. I thought she was going to take a right. Well, fine. And then they adjust everything. And then when they're orchestrating something in our favor, something beyond what we think is possible, and then we in our ego go, nah. They're like, fuck it, hell. Really? Nah?
Yeah, right?
We've been working hard on this.
Right.
Nah?
Yeah.
I mean, it must be so frustrating.
I think when you start to dismantle all of the ways that we've built in a personality of attachment to expectations, to stories, to relationships, to paradigms, to institutions, to our bodies. You are, at least I have been equally met with like this understanding of, wow, I've really shut down a lot of opportunities from coming in that could have come in if I was not in my own way. Like it's this awareness of, I stood in front of myself there. Like I stood in front of my human body, my small self, and my infinite self like could have ushered in something amazing, but I blocked it. I chose to move into the ego rather than stay in like my highest ascended self.
That, I think it's also the reverse. Like, look, I look back on how many times I forced something, and I look back and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? I had no business being there at all. And I knew it. Mm-hmm. And I did it anyway, because I knew better.
Right.
It's hardcore ego stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, when you dismantle the ego, that's scary shit. That is scary shit, because what does the ego want to do? It wants to keep us preserved. The scariest thing you can do to the ego is start dismantling it, because it goes into, I can't control everything. What do you mean? Like, I'm here to control everything. I mean, and you have to get used to it. You don't have to get used to it, but you will be presented opportunities to come face to face with all the ways that you have been egoically living, and all the conclusions and all of the attachments and all of the projections and expectations that you have placed upon yourself, your life, and all of the people that you've interacted with.
Yeah. So the ego's job is to keep you alive.
Right.
And the ego would much rather keep you alive by pushing against the devil it knows.
Right.
So let's keep this story going. At least I know what I'm dealing with. And right. I can keep you safe. I'm going to keep working on this little project of this story right. until I get you free of this wounding having ever happened, which is impossible.
Never.
The wounding that happened to you happened. Right. You can't undo it.
Right.
And so the ego thinks that if you get out from underneath that story and you're free, you are completely exposed to that wounding happening again.
Right.
Because it thinks that if you go back to your whole liberated self that was intact before your trauma, mm-hmm. the ego thinks that the first thing that's going to happen is the trauma again.
Right.
And so it's like, no, we're staying right here. At least the devil I know is much better than being exposed to a vulnerability of what could happen.
Right.
And I personally, I feel my ego doing that all the time. And I have to, rather than fighting myself and being like, you fucking suck, I have to be like, listen, you're doing a great job in keeping me alive. I really appreciate it. And I see what you're doing, and I fully am grateful that you're that strong, but you're hurting us.
Mm-hmm.
You're keeping our suffering rolling along over and over and over and over again. You're actually hurting us, not helping us. You have got to stop.
Right.
And you've got to trust me that when we go back out into freedom, we're going to be fine.
Right.
When it comes to like my head or my ego, when I talk to it with kindness and respect and recognize the great job it's doing, but it's wearing us out and causing us harm, I feel like those aspects of me feel heard and understood and appreciated. And they're like, all right, well, I'll back up a little bit. I'm like, okay, thank you. When I have a task for you, I'll let you know. Right. We need our ego. Our ego is what makes us go out and get things.
Right.
It's what makes us accomplish things.
But we have to learn how to be in the control tower.
Right. It's not allowed to be in control. It's right. It's not the one in charge.
No. And that takes a lot of presence. And that takes sitting with vulnerability. That takes being in the mental and the emotional realm. That you've learned to delegate. Oh, now, ego, this is where I need you. Now, this is where I need my spiritual self. Now, this is where I need to rely on my emotions. Now, this is where I stay the hell back and I detach from anything and I am open to things that I cannot even imagine.
Mm-hmm. Same thing about the head. So Moon and Gemini right now can have us, it can put you in a tailspin trying to figure everything out.
Right.
And same thing about the mind. It's learning to tell the mind, this is not a problem to be solved. This is an experience we're having. So you need to go take a nap.
Mm-hmm.